So now, because you have kissed me, I feel an insane impatience, quite unlike anything I have known before. My hospital work has lost the little glamour it ever had. I wonder if you are finding the front as dreary now as I am finding this.
I didn't want to get up at 6 a.m. this morning to take the company out to dig trenches in the rain. I have just come back again, and am impatiently waiting for 3 o'clock, which brings the post, and so often that even the post office must know them by now, square letters with a certain pointed handwriting which Mother said was slightly cynical. I do wonder if I am like my letters in the same way in which you are like yours. We both seem less reserved in letters, more like our real selves. In fact, you pretend to understand my letters better than myself, don't you?
Mother says our entire intimacy is one of correspondence. I don't quite think that. There must have been something to start the correspondence and to inspire the keeping of it. But whenever we do meet, it is never long enough to give us time to get used to each other properly. It is all so tantalizing. There is a chance of my getting into a large London hospital as a VAD. The hospital is an immense place at Camberwell. It has been established, I think, since the beginning of the war, but has recently been greatly extended and contains over 1,000 beds. It is, of course, a government affair, so you have to sign up for 6 months and get paid at the immense rate of £20 a year, but you get your board and lodging free as well. Buxton, 10th of September, 1915. What do you think of this for an agony in the Times? Lady, fiancé killed, will gladly marry officer totally blinded or otherwise incapacitated by the war. At first sight, it is a little startling. Afterwards, the tragedy of it dawns on you. The lady doubtless has no particular gift or qualification and does not want to face the dreariness of an unoccupied and unattached old maidenhood. But the only person she loved is dead. All men are alike to her, and it is a matter of indifference whom she marries. So she thinks she may as well as marry someone who really needs her. The man, she thinks, being blind or maimed for life, will need a perpetual nurse. And she, if married to him, can do more for him than an ordinary nurse, and will perhaps find some relief for her sorrow in devoting her life to him. It's purely a business arrangement, with an element of self-sacrifice which redeems it from utter sordidness. Quite an idea, isn't it?
France, 23rd of September, 1915. I know nothing definite yet, but they say all posts will be stopped very soon. Till life and all take flight, never goodbye.
I am sending this in case it should have a chance of reaching you as a last word before all communication between us is cut off. And if this word should be a te moriturum saluto, perhaps it will brighten the dark moments a little to think how you have meant to someone more than anything ever has or ever will. Yes, till life and all.
It is rather cruel to disturb people with false alarms. This last one has been as false as a former one of a few days back. 3 is a lucky number, and the next may be a real one. I hope so. One can only wait. We go into the trenches tomorrow.
Oh, Roland, don't say you hope the next alarm will be real. Your short letter is very guarded. Let me know as soon as you can get it past the censor all about it. I am expecting to be called to London any day now. The wounded are beginning to come into England already, and there will be a great rush soon.
In the trenches, France, 7th of October, 1915. I have waited to write you for so long and have not been able to. Although I have not answered them, your letters of the last few days have meant more than usual. Everything is so very unsettled. We may be in the middle of an attack quite suddenly, with a few hours' notice. Good night. I'm just going to fire a few rifle grenades at the Boche. I'll let him have an extra one from you.
St. Gabriel's Hostel, Champion Hill, London, 18th of October, 1915. Dearest, I have just arrived here and done my unpacking. We have to be at the hospital at 7 for breakfast, And as this place is at least a mile away from there, we shall have to get up at 5:45 every morning.